I'd like to insert here that not only is he composing all this wonderful music, but at the same time, he's teaching and he's conducting and he's doing all his other amazing things. He was incredible.
Yeah, and that's, we've been spending most of our time talking about all the other things he did, and the concert in a way is a chance to finally talk about him as a composer. But one of the interesting things about this concert is there's no music from the period of time that he was music director of the New York Philharmonic for about 11 years. And that's because really only once during those 11 years did he really set aside an extended period of time to compose. Otherwise, like you said, he was busy conducting. He was doing his young people's concerts. He was appearing all over the place, you know, as a guest conductor. I mean, he was a totally world famous celebrity in addition to being all these other things. And so he was hugely in demand. So that was a little bit by design. And we wanted to show that one of the struggles he had was balancing all these things, in particular in the sense that composing often takes long periods of uninterrupted focus. He was unable to do, I think, maybe as much as he wanted. But we also talk in the concert and our narrative that flows through the concert talks a little bit about his own feelings on that topic. And he really says, you know, it was what he did didn't necessarily fit into the rhythms and the cycles of the music business, but it fit in his rhythm, you know. And when he had something to say as a composer, then he would sit down and write it. And when he was busy as a conductor and had things to work on there, that's what he did. So he seemed pretty comfortable with that, but he was criticized for not devoting enough time to one thing and instead being very good at a lot of things.
It makes me upset that people would want to criticize him.
I know. I'm sure he was pretty upset by it, too.